We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, we have another controversial one here for you today. I think it's what's not controversial here is the fact that the Indianapolis Colts offense has been terrible this year. And it has been terrible for a variety of different reasons. But the one thing that almost always comes back to fruition is the fact that the Indianapolis Colts players, many of them, have not done their jobs very well this year. And whether that be because of bad coaching, because of bad execution, bad game planning, all of these things. Either way, a bunch of guys have not performed to the standard at which they should be playing at. And it has gotten to a point where it makes you think that there are going to be a lot of guys this year that are going to maybe lose their jobs, whether that be in the receiving core, whether that be in the offensive line group, whether that be at the quarterback, whether that be at running back, whether that be at coaching specifically. It is going to be very interesting in the offseason to see who is still going to be on this team come next year and who's going to be getting replaced, who's going to be getting canned, all of this stuff. So we can just kind of talk about it here, guys. And when it comes to like each group, we'll kind of break this down here. I'll break it down. This is my opinion only. Cody can give an opinion on his at some point if he wants to, but this is just my opinion. When it comes to the offensive line group, there is only a handful of guys that I think are going to actually still be around. And who all is still going to be a starter, I'm not 100% sure. Quentin Nelson, I think the problem is you have to redo Quentin Nelson's extension. The only problem you have is that you just signed him to that. But the problem is he's not playing like a 20 million year kind of guy. He's not doing that right now. So until he does, that's when you need to pay him. But Ryan Kelly is a guy that we have been harping on all season, has not done his job very well. He's been hurt a bunch of times, hasn't been around a lot this year, and you know has continued to upset us time and time again with allowing easy pass rushes. So that's something you could look into with switching someone up. The right guard position, you still need to fulfill that position perfectly because Will Fries is your only guy there right now, and Danny Pinter's a backup for both positions. Braden Smith, you need to restructure that deal because Braden Smith has not been good all year and has been a major letdown for somebody who's getting paid $18 million a year. Left tackle position, you still don't have anything with that, at least not at the moment. You hope that Bernard Raimann can be that guy at some point. I will say this, if the Colts aren't able to get the quarterback that they want in the draft this year, or if they go a different route and trade for somebody that's already in the league, then you could use that first round draft pick or maybe another pick to be able to, you know, get a left tackle that you want. That is a huge one. So, you know, this offensive line group, it needs major restructuring. When it comes to the wide receiver group, it'll be very interesting to see what happens. You know, we all expect Michael Pittman to be still here and, you know, chasing that decent contract that he's going to get. You know, we think he has the potential to be the number one wide receiver. At this moment, he currently is. And of course, Alec Pierce's job is safe because Alec Pierce is just a rookie. He's had some excellent moments. You know, you're still developing him. And for me, Paris Campbell is a definite must bring back because these last six games, what he has shown you is he can be very reliable when you actually use him the correct way. So, you know, getting him involved in the offense, again, is a huge aspect. But it would not surprise me if the Colts threw one of these guys in to go and get a quarterback or to get more draft capital or to get another wide receiver of some kind. You know, you need to buff it up a little bit, I think. You need somebody who can really change the game. Cody and I have already made our piece on the quarterback position. This Colts team needs a new quarterback, not somebody in Sam Ellinger or Matt Ryan. Somebody who needs to start next year needs to be a new quarterback. Needs to be somebody you trade for or somebody you are going to select in the draft this year. Those are all the options. That is a definite must. This team needs a new direction. It needs its future to have some meaning behind it. And guys are begging for a new quarterback to come in and offer this team structure and to provide a pathway into the future. And you're not going to be able to do that with this quarterback carousel that we are currently on. So this Colts team definitely needs to get a quarterback, whether it is trading for one in the league already or going and getting one in the draft. Now, as far as running back goes, listen, I've heard everyone say that you can't get rid of JT. Listen, at this point, I mean, the running game is just not where it was anymore. This team just can't run the football the same way it has been. The offensive line's been atrocious. Jonathan Taylor's had multiple injuries this year with that ankle. And, you know, as dominant as Jonathan Taylor can be, there are potentially other bigger things at risk here. Like, this team needs something more than just a running back that is an elite player. You need a quarterback that can be an elite player. We see teams go into the NFL not with amazing running backs. Again, they're probably going to franchise him, which is perfectly fine with me. If you want to franchise tag Jonathan Taylor, then I'd be more than happy to do that. That's just going to be the ultimatum to giving him a full-time deal for several more years. Again, he's not going to get it this year. He's still got another year on his contract, so that's not something we need to worry about right now. But I'm saying that, you know, going forward, that's a discussion you need to at least have. So as far as this goes, guys, I mean, there's really only a few guys on this offense that, you know, remains to be seen on who can actually keep their jobs, because there are a bunch of guys that are getting paid like they're great players, but they're not playing like great players. Their execution has been atrocious. So something needs to give there. Something needs to change. Let me know what your guys' thoughts are on these types of players and who is going to, who is somebody that absolutely needs to keep their jobs, needs to stay, and who are some of the guys that you guys think needs to be out on the road with a new team and go and get a new job somewhere else while we continue to try to build something different here in Indianapolis from an offensive perspective. Let me know your guys' thoughts. And as always, guys, go Colts.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.